you lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out the starting block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube, Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block, no K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Public Radio's loss is TAVshow.com's gain. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, welcome to The Starting Block for another week. You've got myself, Greeno, and I'm joined by a man who's been going around randomly egging any politician he can find, my co-captain Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Better than you.
Me, yes.
Better than you.
It's been a rough 6-8. I haven't only been off for 8 weeks.
You still sound terrible.
It's been a rough 8 weeks. It's not good for a non-visual medium.
No, it's not. Lucky for us, though, nobody listens.
No one listens, so it doesn't really matter.
So you can get away with it.
Am I projecting well enough?
Yeah, you're projecting fine. Project a little less, if you would, so the germs don't make their way over to this side of the desk.
We need to avoid the germs on any area, especially on the microphone.
Yep.
You going to do your regular spiel?
Yeah, starting block, blockheads.
You fucking listen to shit. Go back and listen to it.
Listen to shit.
Round the world.
What did you make of the egg boy?
Oh, look, it was what it was.
It was what it was.
It was what it was. Look, in the end, it basically gave more airtime, more notoriety to someone who made some dumb comments. Like, it kind of did the opposite of what it was trying to achieve in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was surprised when Bill Shorten came out, you know, the would-be prime minister, you know, basically in a direct attack to free speech. He said, oh, no, well, I understand where the egg boy is coming from. You know, he's not a villain here. But the people that tackled the guy after he went up to a sitting senator behind his back, smashed an egg onto the back of his head.
He got which for beating that guy.
Which is a physical engagement, right?
Yeah.
So are we now saying it's okay to engage physically with somebody because you don't like what they say?
No.
Right? You see my point?
Which bit's more physical?
No, it's but it doesn't. Well, he initiated it though. So if you go up to, I would suspect if you go up to a senator while they're not looking, smash them on the back of the head, you can probably expect to be tackled.
Nah, I think eye for an eye. So I think what they should have done in a perfect circumstance, whip up an omelette and rub that in the boy's face.
Yeah, look, and see.
Eye for an eye, Damo.
The kids end up becoming a hero, and he's got $40,000 out of it, and the senator might end up in court, which is ridiculous. But, yeah, the opposition leader came out and said, the egg boy, he's fine, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But the people that tackled him, they're neo-Nazi thugs.
That's all.
So, you know.
It's scallywag behaviour.
It's mindlessness.
It's scallywag behaviour.
It's mindlessness.
Egg boy.
Wow.
He's up there with, remember that guy, Corey Worthington?
Corey Worthington? Oh, the party guy?
The party guy.
Nah, he's not up there with Corey.
I'm going to put
Corey's a legend.
No, but they're going to have their 15 minutes of fame, and thankfully they're going to fucking dwindle off into the abyss.
Well, he's already said, I don't want to be famous.
Yeah, well, too late. Too late, champ. Why did you just go and film it?
Well, because he wanted to be famous.
I think the journos missed a trick there. They could have dug a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Was it a free range egg?
Yes. Yeah.
Because there could have been someone else to be outraged about. Because if he used a caged egg, we could have doubled down on the outrage.
If he used a caged egg, all of a sudden he is a villain.
Exactly. There we go.
Yeah. Bill Shorten would be like, we don't encourage people using caged eggs. It's inhumane. Egg,
yeah. Free range.
Scumbag.
Like free range egging.
The title should have been, you know, cruel. A person who engages in cruelty to animals tackled by Nazis.
Yeah, that 100%, yeah. We can just, quadruple down.
All of a sudden we're like, yes, thank you Nazis for taking down this horrible chicken hater. Yeah. Fuck you.
Was it a double yoker?
Fuck this guy.
These are the questions that were never asked.
Yes.
Or answered.
Yeah, for good reason, I suspect.
Exactly. Normally we start the show with Periscope a week late.
Yeah, what happened? You couldn't watch Periscope?
I attempted probably a dozen times, and I couldn't get past 3 minutes 26 seconds of comments.
Really?
So I could watch the show, but the comments stopped at 3:26.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what went on.
So I put out a post there today on Twitter saying, look, no Periscope.
No Periscope.
Send me your questions on Twitter. Yeah. And aside from BE talking about something about venom in the dick, I got nothing. So,
because there was that story where we extract the venom from spiders and rub it on the appendage and it results in an erection greener.
I did hear about this, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, we're looking forward to
it. Didn't we talk about this last week?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he was talking about. That was his comment.
Yeah, but why would I talk about that again? I need
because you
questions.
Asked for comments from last week, Greeno.
Oh, I get you now. No, I wasn't talking about last week. I just wanted questions.
You're really sick.
I'm very sick, man.
You're very sick.
Proudly bought to you by Codrell, Sudafed. Fucking what else am I taking? Vicks.
I don't know, but whatever you're taking, double the dosage.
I need to double down.
Double down, baby.
It's not working.
What else is happening in the world of Greeno?
not much, man.
Oh, God.
Not much. A lot of phlegm.
That one had bones in it.
Don't make me laugh. We don't want laughs on a comedy show.
Well, lucky you're on the starting block.
Yeah, you're right there.
There's not going to be any laughs here.
We do have Stefan's polls. That's what we do have.
Do we really?
Going back in time.
Okay.
I'm not going to press the buttons because fuck it.
So you've already started to call it in. We're five minutes in.
Mate, if this show goes 20 minutes, I'll be impressed.
You'll be lucky.
He realised, Stefan, he's a trooper. He emailed me, DM'd me last week, and he's like, what the fuck, man? Like, you didn't do my poll. From the last show.
Ah.
What's the go? Yep. And then he realised he never sent it. So that'd be the reason why. So we're going to do Stefan's poll from 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Stefan's not even in the chat tonight.
No, really?
So fuck him.
He was a bit tired before.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was because he did another poll later. Mm. Does anyone besides Greeno actually understand the theory of physics behind push the little daisies and make them come up segment?
Yes, our in-house gardener.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we get him to explain it one more time?
Just to clarify. Oh, push the little daisies and make them come up. Push the little daisies and make them come up. Push the little daisies. Pretty self-explanatory.
There you go. There's two versions of Sin-Soaked in the chat, Greeno. Two different accounts.
You got the real Sin-Soaked.
Yeah, and Sin-Soaked.
And Sin-Soaked. Which one's the real one, though?
Yeah, because Sin-Soaked came before the real Sin-Soaked.
Yeah.
So now we've got the real Sin-Soaked in the house. Does that now mean that the original Sin-Soaked, which is just Sin-Soaked, does that now become null and void?
Yeah, I don't know. It's chicken and egg scenario.
It is, isn't it?
It's a very egg theme show.
Can we smash it over the back of a senator's head? Yeah, find out what's inside.
See what happens.
Yeah.
The answer to that was what and no Smurf no. I don't know. Some of these questions, man, I don't fucking know why. That got 4% because I think people were just confused by that.
Okay. You got all this out of the first 3.5 minutes of last week's show.
Oh, no, this is Stefan's poll.
Oh, right. Okay.
39% voted for who writes this shit, and 35% was show Greeno's hard nipples.
Okay.
So the winner of that poll was, does anyone aside Greeno understand theory physics? Who writes this shit won that poll.
There you go.
All right. So then Stefan's poll from last week was, given all the superior amazing content, which segment was most intriguing?
Okay.
0% voted for Greeno's cage show.
This ought to be fucking enlightening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arch Madness, fetish site, 40%. Arch we got Arch Madness later in the show.
Did anybody send you a picture of their feet?
Oh, we got plenty.
Really?
Of course not.
No. Not one person
not
sent,
one person
of their
sent
feet.
It. Not one person sent it.
I can't blame them, to be honest.
Hey, Arch Madness is not over.
No, there's
we don't
plenty
want to peak
of,
early.
There's plenty of time to go in Arch Madness.
Yeah. 40% voted for spider bite erection meds.
Yes.
And 20% voted for sexual use of hand sanitizer.
Jeez, if only we could combine all three.
Yeah.
The sexual use of the hand sanitizer, the spider bite erection med, and the foot Arch Madness.
Arch Madness whilst I'm in a cage.
Foot photos in a cage.
Now, what ended up happening there, only 5 people voted in that, and it was a tie.
Ah.
So Stefan, in protest, said, well, let's have another crack at this.
Yes.
He did a second poll for the week.
Oh, really?
Official emergency
poll.
Is he
allowed to do that? Is that part of his contractual agreement?
Well, here's why.
I hope he knows he doesn't get any extra money.
There's no extra cash. No, this is all still on the, you know.
He was doing free overtime.
Half a can of flat Mountain Dew that we send his way.
Yeah, that's his salary.
It's got to be the flat one, though.
Yes, flat.
We're not giving him the, we'll drink it, and then whatever we have left over.
Yeah, we put a bit of Glad wrap over the top of it.
Clean it, and then we send it back to the US.
A little rubber band.
Rubber band, and go, gets through customs, and he's good to go.
He's good to roll.
Okay. Now, official emergency poll. Given this is the people show and given the limited poll interaction over the course of 5 days.
All 15 people.
All 5 people. Should the people demand the rookie official pollster resign?
Ah.
So he was putting it to the people.
This is like the fourth time he's tried to get himself fired from our show.
He's quit 3 times.
Yeah.
It's become a running segment. Stefan, how did Stefan quit this week?
He's like the fucking, what is it, the singer from Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Keep walking out all the time.
Is that Roger Daltrey?
Roger Daltrey, is that him?
I think I just made that up.
Okay.
0% said Smurf yes.
Hmm.
18% said hot stove at Temp Matters.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
No, neither do I. Nor do I.
82% said fuck no, he's awesome.
Fuck no, he's awesome.
So it looks like we've got another pollster for this week.
Okay. Well, unfortunately for Stefan, he can't get himself fired by the blockheads.
Even when he puts it out on a poll.
And he really, really, really wants it.
He really wants that.
He wants
that
to be free.
All right, let's do a story.
Our next story is about piñatas.
Now, let's put it into context for story time. Normally what we do, the problem with this show, Damo.
Yes.
Is we used to be a sports show.
Yes, we did.
So we had a platform to build a show around.
Ah.
What we'd do is, we know, we'd get the sports from the week.
Yes.
And we'd discuss it.
Yeah.
Then for some reason we said, hey, let's push the sport back a little bit and fill it with random bullshit.
That's right.
Now, for random bullshit, you need stuff to happen throughout the course of the week.
Something has to happen.
Something has to happen. Mm. Now, I've been in bed
from
literally the time I left the studio last week until probably yesterday morning.
And not the fun kind of bed either?
No, like no.
There has been moisture, but it's been coming out of your nose.
Out of the vaporizer.
And not other orifices.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So not much has happened unless it happened in my ceiling.
It's like Mrs. Greenaway like wakes up in the middle of the night and says, baby, I'm so wet because you keep sneezing on me.
Stop sneezing.
Yeah. Stop sneezing
exactly.
on me.
So I had nothing to discuss. I haven't left the house from last Wednesday to come to the show was the last time I left my house.
Yeah.
So nothing's happened.
Nothing happened.
Nothing. It's like the old Central Coast report.
Surely there must be a story time of you and your escapades in the Greeno Manor.
No, really. I got two stories. So okay. I did speak to my boss today. He gave me a buzz.
Okay.
Correction. He rang me yesterday and then I took a day to get back to him. Because, you know, I'm on holidays.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah.
You're not paying me now. Well, actually, you are.
He technically is.
Yeah, technically. Oh, that's sounding good over there.
The problem with this is...
Can we erect... I might have to erect, like, you know those plastic screens that bus drivers have now?
Yeah,
I might just have to put one of those on that side of the studio.
It's probably safe to put me in, yeah. I think the hazmat suit you discussed last week.
Yes.
Probably might be a goer.
Yeah, I don't know if you should be wearing it or if I should fucking wear it.
Best to put me in it.
You know what? We should have one each, I think.
Just to be sure.
Yeah.
But he did ring me and it was about the end of year bonuses.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, hello, I'm happy to take this call.
Yes.
This isn't work related. This is cash.
Yes.
Let's lock in.
Yeah.
Now, he started the conversation with a way, I don't like it when we're talking bonuses and pay rises.
How do you get a bonus for after you've spent 3 months at fucking home anyway?
6 months, technically.
6 months.
Well, you forget because I took two months off last time. So I've been at work 6 months.
See, the bonus should be congratulations, you still have a job.
Yeah, somehow you're still employed.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, it started off with an apology going, look, you know, with the sale, you know, the profits haven't been great.
Yeah,
I was
we
like,
go.
Well, already we're going to be.
Here we go.
We know what's happening here.
Yeah.
And then he gave me a figure, which I was like, well, you set me up for the worst.
Mm.
That's not too bad in comparison.
Ah, you see what he's done? He's reverse mind fucked you there.
No, but he hasn't. The problem was he was like, oh, that's really crap.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, no, I'm fine with that, man. I'll take it. I'm happy with this particular figure.
Yeah, he's set you up to be happy to take, you know, less because he's told you like all the dire warnings and the sob stories. Oh, we're not making any money. So I'm really sorry about this. And, you know, because you've got doom and gloom in your brain, he gives you less than what you should have gotten. And you're like, oh, thank you so much. You're so generous. You know what I mean?
Not really, because when I signed my contract, I agreed to not get a bonus this year.
Oh, really?
And they forgot about it. So
are you going to tell them?
Of course I'm not.
Okay. So people who are friends with Greeno, be sure to clip this show.
All right.
Send it in.
It's part of my agreement. So wow. Then I'm like, we're going to give you a bonus. I'm like, all right, man, if you want to, feel free.
I'm troubled by this, Greeno.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm happy that you got a bonus. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I am troubled that you work for one of the premier finance institutions in this great nation. And these people who have the responsibility charged to them of taking care of the fiduciary commitments of some of their Australia's biggest clients, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even know whether their own employee is entitled to a bonus
or
not.
Well, I'm entitled to a bonus.
On their own contract.
But I said to it, no, my contract says I get a bonus. I can get a bonus.
Mm.
But I made an agreement going, look, if you lock me in as a permanent position,
yes.
I'll forego my bonus.
Yes.
And then they just still gave me a bonus. So.
Okay. So they can't keep track of their own bonuses.
They can't keep track. Go, because this is like a year ago.
But they're keeping track of the finances, legal or otherwise, of multi-million dollar operations.
Yeah, with that said, I got a small bonus. best of both worlds. They gave me one, but it's not as good.
It's troubling.
It is.
It's troubling.
And the other thing.
What about your the picture thing that you were telling me about before the show?
The picture.
Yeah, with little Greeno, with baby, with the bouncing baby.
Oh yeah. So I've been doing this thing where.
Listen to this, folks. He's a real sweetheart. He's Greeno.
Because I'm off for 3 months with the little one to spend some time with my son. Haven't had a chance to have a real quality bonding experience with him over the first, 6 or 7. So I thought, look. What I'm going to do while I'm off, every single day I'm going to date, we're going to do heaps of activities, I'm going to take him out and experience all the kind of fun things I want to take him out to show him.
Yes.
And what I'm going to do every day, I'm going to take a little photo with me and him doing said activity. And then at the end of the 3 months, we'll have, 90 photos and I'll put it in a collage and make it up and put it into a thing on his wall. And it'd be a fun thing going, me and Dad spent 3 months doing all this fun shit together.
Yeah, and something that he can have on his wall until he gets, until he falls in love with boy bands at the age of 14 and then rips it down and replaces it with a boy picture bands. Of, Justin Bieber or some equivalent.
I was thinking tit.
Tit?
Yeah, a bit of tit up there.
Tit.
At 14.
Okay. So you're assuming he won't be gay?
Well, yeah, we're leaning in that direction.
A lot of the kids are turning gay now.
That's it. It's a choice.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a choice, isn't it? Which one? I got too many.
I want you to continue on with that thought.
No. It's I fucked up the wording.
Go for it. You'll be getting smashed with an egg.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. Next week. It'll be outrage everywhere.
Lucky you don't leave the house.
So the problem is, between myself, my son, and my daughter, everyone's been sick for the entire time I've been off.
Yes.
So every single picture, we've done none of these activities I planned.
Yep.
Every single picture is me in the lounge room looking fucking like I'm in a cage.
Looking like you're dead.
Forlorn. Just going, in the lounge room again. This is the activity for 3 months.
Since Oak says, start him on tit pics early, Greeno.
Oh, no, that's all right. We'll get that sorted.
Don't all boys start on tit pics early?
He was breastfed, so yeah.
But they are mum's tits, and you don't really want to see them.
No, well, not him.
No, do you?
Different story.
Different story.
I wonder if
you were rich, if you could hire, attractive strangers to come in and breastfeed your children.
Just random, random feed tits.
Well, I mean, you can get naked women to pretty much do anything with the money now. So, they can come in, they can clean the stove, they can mop the floor, they can do your taxes. So why not pay an attractive woman to come in and breastfeed? And you could just sit there with a beer watching it happen. Like, that a boy. Eat up, son. That's my kid. Don't you think that would be a profitable exercise?
Profitable?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not?
Probably not.
Probably not. I'm telling you, that's a niche market.
Friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
Now with less than 3% sport content, it's The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.
And welcome back to The Block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so via the little blue bird, Greeno, at The Starting Block. One word, drop the K at the end. Also, follow me on Twitter at Boogie Bumper. If you want to download the podcast, you head over to podbean.com, Greeno, thestartingblock.podbean.com, or iTunes. Of course, we're also on Periscope. We've ditched stream.me because they took their website down.
Well, does that mean we ditched them or we just can't use them anymore?
No, we decided we're not going to stick around with your website if it no longer exists.
Exactly, yeah.
Fuck you.
We took it. We drew the line in the sand.
Exactly.
Your websites don't exist.
We're taking our talent elsewhere.
We're not going to use you.
Well, we are still on Periscope. But besides that, exclusive to TAVshow.com, Greeno.
Exclusive right there.
Yeah.
James R. not in the chat today?
He's not in the chat, no.
I see Sin Soaks talking to himself.
He is, yeah.
In the chat.
Oh, you're watching the comments this week.
I can see him, yeah. So.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I don't know how that works, though. Does he have a laptop? Like, he has a laptop and then he has his phone?
A computer and a phone.
And a phone, and it's just kind of one's real Synsoaked, one's at.
That's right. Synsoaked. But if anybody from Periscope is watching, it's two different people.
Yeah, we want the stat.
Two different people. Two different
people. Technically, he's watching on two screens.
Greeno, do you want to do a little bit of a video review?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, because we had this video sent in by the Earth Reporter, BE from the UK. Can you see that, Greeno,
over
there?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So apparently this device came out. It was, the level of ingenuity in our society never ceases to amaze.
You realize this is story three in the Earth Report, right?
This is story three in the Earth Report.
Do you want to run through the story first? Show the vid?
Oh, well, okay. I'll read the story then. Fine, if that's the way you want to.
Let me play the sound effect. This show is just terrible today. It's all my fault. I understand.
Wind, water, heart, go!
That's enough of an intro.
Okay. UK company Joules have revolutionised the standard cock ring by mounting a camera at the top of it and calling it Cock Cam. This stretchy but tight, nifty little piece of videography has 90 minutes of battery life. That's fine. I only need 90 seconds when being used. 1080p resolution, MP4 format, and can stream straight to your smartphone, Greeno.
That's where you want it.
That's exactly where you want it. Joules are currently running an advertising campaign with the slogan, Capture Your Climax. Prototypes of the Cock Cam may or may not have been sent to contracted NRL players, speculation only. The company has posted a not safe for work sample video on their website and on a YouTube recorded by base jumper wearing the prosthetic. Now, this sounds like a letdown, but a 1 minute 44 feature film is quite well produced and the revealing of the fake dick is quite funny. This retails at $160 Australian, Greeno.
$113 US, though.
$113 US. Value for money. Value for money. So do you want to see a little bit of the Cock Cam in action?
Let's whack it up there.
There we go.
No pun intended.
Let's have a look here. I love the army imagery right from the outset.
Is this man wearing the Cock Cam?
I think he is, yeah. He's the Cock Cam wearer.
The cock model, if you will.
Cock model. That's right. We're going to rename the show.
My granddad always said to me, do the two things you love the best you can for as long as you can.
Cock, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what he loves.
And you'll live a happy life. My passion is extreme sports and business. The same rules apply for both.
The same rules, Greeno.
The devil's in the detail.
He sounds a bit like Michael Caine, doesn't he?
Be innovative.
A little bit.
He's got a little bit of Michael Caine about him, doesn't he?
And enjoy the ride.
Missing the view, Greeno.
Exactly, that's the point.
Yes! The Cock Cam. Capture your climax.
There you go.
Excellent. I'm glad we spent a minute 40 on that.
That's a minute 40 we didn't have to talk.
Exactly, that's a good point.
There you go.
Cock Cam, do you want to do the rest of the Earth Report while we're
Cock
at
Cam,
it?
Cock Cam, yeah, go on. Do you want to hit the music again?
Yep.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
All right, Greeno. Possible cancer cure. A cult leader claims he can cure cancer with breast massages, vaginal manipulation, and burping. Because don't forget the burping. The burping's key.
You can't do it if you're gassy.
The burping is key. The Universal Medicine Organization was set up by former tennis player Serge Benhayon, who claims...
And when they say former tennis player, like weekends.
Yeah.
Weekend social circuit.
Country club professional, who claims to be in the reincarnation of Leonardo da Vinci and the closest thing... You don't have to... We could pause the music for a second. So last week we had a go at the Earth Reporter for putting in medical terms that we couldn't possibly pronounce on air. So we said, when we get to something like this, can you spell it phonetically for us so we don't look like idiots? And he's actually put Vinci.
Vinci.
We know how to pronounce Leonardo da Vinci, you fucking brat. Of course we know how to pronounce da Vinci. The man at the centre of the New South Wales Supreme Court case has gone from bankrupt tennis coach to living messiah and property mogul in a few short years. Despite the damning Supreme Court findings, Mr. Ben-Aon is still practicing his healing work across the world, with hundreds of new members.
World, how do we pronounce that?
Yeah, world. Yeah, a bit of Jeremy Clarkson. In the world, around the world. With hundreds of new members signing up every year. He denies wrongdoing and says he is a victim of a media witch hunt.
That's,
you know what,
fucking media.
See, here's the thing for me. I wouldn't prosecute the guy. If you genuinely believe in your heart of hearts that a former fucking, you know, unknown tennis player can cure your cancer by rubbing your tits and, you know, stroking your clitoris, then I'm sorry. If you're gonna, if you want to hand over money to that, fine.
Yeah.
How
did you come across money in the first place?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, I hate this stuff where we're like, oh, we need to put a stop to it. It's like, no, let people find out for themselves.
Yeah. If these people are dumb enough to believe the reincarnation of Leonardo da Vinci has gone into the world of cancer curing by breast massages, vaginal manipulation and burping, get on board.
So why are we actively working against natural selection?
Exactly. Let these people suffer.
Exactly. If you genuinely believe that someone can cure your cancer, if you pay them money and they rub your vagina, then I'm sorry. If you're going to starve to death, then that's the way it has to be.
Has to happen.
Has to be. But what we should do...
That's a win-win scenario right there.
Exactly. Yeah. What we should do is get everybody to sign a waiver before they do. So if you're dumb enough, if you're going to go with this treatment for cancer, then you sign away any future welfare payments. You know what I mean? Like, so the taxpayer isn't going to fund you when you go broke.
And no hospital use.
No hospital use,
Because by that stage, the cancer's spread to the point where you're fucked then. And then you're going to take up a bed probably you shouldn't be taking up.
Exactly.
So if you choose to go with Cold Leader, ask for a bed at his house.
Porn up to the rescue, Greeno. Last Wednesday when Facebook and Instagram went
down. Who would have thought a cancer story would be the funniest thing on our show thus far?
Well, it's pretty sad, isn't it?
It doesn't say much for our show.
does that say really what level we operate at most of the time?
It's a pretty low bar.
Yeah. But cancer is funny though, isn't it?
Oh, when Dennis Leary talks about it, not so much
Dennis
us.
Leary, yeah, that's true. Last Wednesday when Facebook and Instagram went down, Greeno, the internet collectively stared at the blank pages of its non-existence, shrugged and headed over to Pornhub instead.
Oh, logical progression.
I wonder if this was some kind of clandestine operation by Pornhub, Greeno.
Did you hear about the morons that were calling, like, 00?
No.
Who were ringing.
What, because Facebook was down?
Because Facebook was down. There was a press release from 00 going, stop calling us about Facebook and Instagram.
00 for our American brothers and sisters is our version of 911.
So people calling 911 going,
I can't see my face. I can't see what my friends had for lunch.
That's exactly.
I bet you the people who called up, you know, the emergency line because Facebook were down were doing so because they needed to find out when their next cure for cancer rub my tit appointment was.
Exactly.
Pornhub reports that during the Epic outage, traffic spiked immediately by 11% and then went even higher in the early evening, hitting as much as 19% above average. There you go. Your average Facebook user, if they can't log on, they just have to masturbate.
Exactly.
There's nothing else in the world to do.
So, like, being a forensic accountant myself, I'm looking at these statistics.
Yeah.
And it's telling me a story.
Yeah. And that story is?
So peak jerk-off time, mid-evening.
Yeah, if Facebook isn't down, though.
Yes. If Facebook, let's put it to one side, though. If given the opportunity, time for a whack, mid-arvo.
So a quick one off the wrist.
Just before dinner.
So would these people normally be masturbating whilst looking at Facebook, or is masturbation just because they're not on Facebook?
I think it's the opposite of an oral, a hand fixation.
Hand fixation.
If their hand isn't flicking through Instagram posts and Facebook posts,
yes,
let's whack it on the knob.
Okay.
I think that's the logical progression.
Pornhub also noted a 323% spike in searches for Instagram and 221% jump in searches for Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes, that means people were peeking out so bad they wanted to watch Instagram and Facebook-themed sexy videos. There was plenty to keep these searches busy. Pornhub tells CNET there are 2,500 videos available with Instagram in the title. That all seems pretty much in line, but Pornhub also noted a 308% increase in searches for tentacle porn.
What the fuck's tentacle porn?
Tentacle porn is like alien-themed animated porn, Greeno.
Really?
Yeah, so like chicks are basically like cartoon chicks
yeah,
are
yeah.
basically raped by like aliens with tentacles.
Really?
Yeah, it's full on. There was a guy.
308%.
There's your.
You talk about, once again, doing some analysis.
Mm.
The kind of people that use Facebook and Instagram
love tentacle porn.
308% increase. Love myself some fucking freaky porn.
There was actually a great story. Was it last year or the year before, Greeno? A journalist in the United States, a really hacky kind of journalist, a real piece of shit named Kurt Eichenwald.
Okay, yeah.
And he's one of the ones that like tries to generate outrage about people. Mm. Like, oh, this guy's disgusting and we hate his behavior. One of these typical hack journos. He took a screenshot of his desktop one day, like to say, look what I'm researching. And one of the tabs was tentacle porn.
Really?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, no, I was only looking at it for research. But after that, of course.
Sure. Finished.
There you go.
Good Earth Report, BE. Well done, sir.
Excellent Earth Report.
I just see Stefan Sears joined the chat.
Yes.
The stats came out. Obviously, you've seen him already, Stefan. You can't resign. This is your, what, sixth resignation?
His fifth attempt to quit.
Trying to quit.
Yep.
He's only been, what, 5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Every week he tries Every to week walk he out. Tries I'm to out quit. Here.
It's a new running gag.
This show's going nowhere.
You want to know how light I was for material? Because I didn't put anything together till this morning.
Really?
So we've brought back BE's hair colour of the week.
Hair colour of the week.
Remember he does. Oh, how many days till BE? Have we got the photo from this
week? Glad you asked. There you go.
There you go. 273 days till BE's in the studio. Days. Live in person. He's going to do a bit of a touch-up on our beards and whatnot.
He'll be wearing the cock cam.
He'll be wearing a cock cam. Oh, yes, definitely. BE, let's lock that in, sir.
We'll stream the cock cam to the audience.
Can we crowdfund $159.95 for it?
That's a good idea.
And get the cock cam in the studio.
Cock cam in the studio.
So instead of like the regular cameras we've got in here.
We'll do it all by cock cam.
Everything will be done by cock cam.
So BE will be standing on the desk waving his dick in our face.
Yeah.
Your turn to speak, Greeno.
Yeah, your turn.
Should be fun.
Speak louder.
Should be excellent.
Speak louder in the microphone.
Looking forward to it.
No, not that far. Yeah. BE's hair colour of the week.
What's BE's hair colour of the week?
Vanilla lilac this week.
Vanilla lilac. I like the sound of lilac.
He's gone for a lighter tone this week. Gentle tones to go with the cock cam.
So gentle pastel.
Get on it now, kiddies.
Yep.
273 days to go and get yourself some vanilla lilac.
What do we got next, Greeno?
Well, today, technically... I've got, what time is it now? I've got 15 minutes to fucking wrap this show up.
Oh, we've been told cock cams will be at next year's Unity Day stall.
It's like the AI dildos, I guess so.
Yeah, we can move on from the AI dildos. Now we're doing the real thing.
Real thing.
Now we're doing the real thing.
The baseball season technically starts officially in 15 minutes.
Oh, does it really?
Because for some reason they're playing, the A's and the Mariners are playing two games in Japan.
Really?
To start the year.
Okay, there you go.
So they're over there tonight.
Right.
So I got to get out of here. But with that said, the day the season finally starts, we can finally talk about baseball. The hot stove goes,
Do we have to, though?
We don't have to. We're not going to. What I'm saying is, I did put some in the rundown. The hot stove decided to rock up today because Mike Trout, week before, Bryce Harper, $330 million record deal.
That's
13
slippery
years.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout today signed a $430 million extension over 12 years. So he broke the record by 100 mil.
Wait, he's going to be at the same team for 12 years?
12 years, yep. Well, shit. Bryce Harper signed a 13-year contract, 330 last week.
Wow. How old are these guys?
Bryce Harper's 26, Mike Trout's 27.
What?
Yep. So they'll play till 39, 40.
Shit.
But, yeah, Bitcoin. He's the best player in the game, so no surprises that he got 430. But it happened today out of nowhere. There's nothing.
Which team does he play for?
LA Angels.
Okay. Are they any good?
No, they're terrible. That's the problem.
Right. So he's taken the money, not the glory.
Well, it's more that he's been with his team. They drafted him. Yep. And they've already been asking him questions about free agency. Now, he's not a free agent for another 2 years, and he's already getting the shits with it, going, hey, guys, like, can I just play baseball? Ask me when I'm a free agent.
Yep.
So he's like, fuck it. I'm just never going to become a free agent. Pay me 430 mil.
Wow. There you go.
Done. Bryce Harper, who I just mentioned before, he played his first game for Philly earlier in the week.
Okay.
And he walked out to the Fresh Prince song.
Did he really?
Problem is, that song's about someone leaving Philly. That's moving to Bel Air.
This is a story of about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you might want to proofread that one.
Yeah. Does Bel Air have a team, Greta?
No. LA, technically.
LA.
We'll go with that.
Fuck LA.
All right. We're 40 minutes in, so I'm going to do MLB predictions.
Yes, hurry up.
I'm going...
Hard finish, Greeno.
Hard finish. Yankees, Indians, Astros are all going to win their respective divisions. Wild Cards, Red Sox, and Twins. And then we're going to, in the NL, I'm going to go Braves, Cubs, Dodgers with the Brewers and Nats as the Wild Cards. AL MVP, one Mike Trout with his $430 million. Only get Chris Bryant as the other MVP, and Cy Young's of Chris Sale and Steven Strasburg. That's a hard finish.
There you go.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris McDonald. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to listen to our Mac Files broadcast every Monday through Friday night from 9:30 to 10:30, right here on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We always have a wide variety of guests that talk about faith, make America great again, the nation, President Trump. We deal with a lot of law enforcement issues, a lot of immigration issues, and issues that are very relevant to the time that we live in. Friday nights, 11:30, the one and only James R. joins us for Pirate Radio, one of the liveliest shows late night that you'll ever have. And then Sunday nights, we have Pastor Ronnie Mitchum join us at 8:30 p.m. for our Sunday night faith chat. And be there. We're looking for you. Join us each week.
Welcome to The Starting Block. Follow on Twitter at The Starting Block. Drop the K at the end. Find the podcast on iTunes or on TAVshow.com.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Time to get to the point of the show.
What is that? There's a point?
Yeah. When we actually,
all these years?
When we actually do a sports show.
All these years we've been doing this fucking thing.
For our segment, at least D1. Yeah. Let's, before I forget, though, because he'll be pissed if we don't play it.
Magician.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Don Camaro's lost his mind.
Get ready for Don Camaro's Super Mega Sale Bonanza. Total liquidation of all magic and pen supplies. Ducks, box turtles, magic wands, and gorgeous barn assistance.
It's always a pleasure to have Don on board for another year, Greeno.
Just the beginning.
Sticks, magic hats, puppy sweaters, disappearing ink, all at prices too low to mention. Only at Don Camaro's Magic Pets.
Only at Don Camaro's Magic Pets.
See you there.
Excellent.
Always good to have Don.
Absolute Greeno. Pleasure to have Don Camaro. Can I just open the kimono a little bit, Greeno?
Yeah, go for it.
So I was just saying during the break to Greeno, you know what we can do? We can start, you know, playing more clips on the show. Mm. And he's like, what do you mean? And I said, well, if you find a funny clip, you know, or at least a clip that you reckon we can make jokes about.
Yeah, yeah.
We can turn 5 minutes into 20 minutes like that.
Yeah, but you always want the show as a hard hour.
It does have to be a hard hour.
But if we spend 20 minutes talking about a clip, then how am I going to do Arch Madness? How am I going to do Milo rankings?
I know it would be devastating for the audience to
how am I going to do
to not hear
the gardening segment.
It would be absolutely devastating for the audience to try to adjust to a world where you don't create bullshit segments and ask people to send in photos of their feet.
Not their feet, the arches.
The arches.
Just the midfoot.
Yeah, I know. It would be
I don't want to see heel. I don't want to see toe.
It would be a very complex transition for the audience, I think, Greeno. But it's just something to keep in mind. So if you come across... If you come across some
You're
YouTube,
ripping the heart and soul out of this show.
If you come
this
across
show's made up of bullshit segments.
Well, it's the people show. If you come across some YouTube clip or something of that nature and you think it might be a bit funny, then send it in. We might play it.
I doubt it.
No promises.
Because that's going to cut into my bullshit segment time.
All right, carry on with your bullshit segment.
Before I forget,
yeah.
Fucking tweeted the clowns that stole our stat man. Intro.
Yes.
Didn't get a reply.
No reply. They've cut you off.
Cut me off. I said to him, I'm like, if I start hearing Ween on your show next week,
yes.
I'm speaking to lawyers.
Yeah. You're bringing in the big guns.
I'm bringing in the big guns if they start ripping off our gardening segment.
Wow.
But what I'm going to do, if they're still playing it next week, I'm going to start ripping off their segments.
Yeah, good idea.
Just change it slightly.
Let's just copy their whole show.
And it's got, yeah, because they get way more listeners than we do.
Okay.
F1 Grand Prix.
Do they talk about tentacle porn, Greeno?
They don't.
What about the cock cam?
I reckon cock cam they might be into.
What about Arch Madness?
I doubt Arch Madness is getting a run on their show.
I see. We're professionals.
There's no Uni Day. There's no Milo rankings. It's a fucking two-bit operation
over
there.
It's a farce.
F1 Grand Prix, Damo. Did you watch any of it?
No.
This would be a good segment.
I don't even know who won.
Really?
Lewis?
You watch a race, man. No, it was a pretty boring race all in all. But okay. Valtteri Bottas.
Ah, good on him.
Not just one, won by 20 seconds.
Really?
Over Lewis Hamilton.
Excellent.
And he was fired up because last year he had to obviously
let Lewis win.
Play second fiddle. Mm. He's been doing it for a couple of years. This year he's like, no. Not happening.
Really?
Yep. So
good on him.
Because he asked him, because there's a new rule where fastest lap of the race.
Yep.
Gets an extra point.
Really?
Yeah. So wow. it livens up the back in the race, and it definitely did for this one.
Okay.
So he goes, where am I sitting on fastest lap? I'm going to go for it. He asked if he could pit to get fresh tires so he could smash his fastest lap. Like, we're not going to pit you. Like,
really?
Yeah. That's how far ahead of Lewis he was.
Wow.
So he's like, well, they're like, no, just finish the race. He goes, no, I want 26 points. And they're like, no, don't go for 26. Like, just get your 25 and it'd be fine. And he just ignored him.
Really?
Yeah, he went for it hard on the second last lap.
And awesome. Did he get the fastest lap?
He sure did.
Wow.
Smashed it by a second and a half.
Isn't that funny? Like, I want to pit, put fresh tyres, because he would still get out in front of Lewis.
Out of Lewis, exactly. It was awesome. So good to see Bottas. Lewis was second.
Oh, good on him.
Verstappen third.
It's about time someone took it to that fucking denim vest-wearing pretty boy wanker.
Exactly.
Fuck him.
Poor old Dan Ricciardo, though.
Yeah.
He can't take a trick. He blew his race in the first straight.
Oh, good.
Lost his front wing and race was over from there. Came out after the race and said, look, all the media bullshit I have to do for the week, I get to race day, I'm drained. I got nothing left.
Casey Stoney used to say that, the MotoGP rider. Mm. But he would actively like say, no, I'm not doing any extra media just because it's the Australian Grand Prix.
Yeah,
because
he's a prick.
Yeah, but he was smart though too.
Smart, yeah, exactly.
Because he was focusing on the race and the championship.
That's what Dan was saying. He's like, next year I'm going to have to adjust this because I want to try and be available for everyone.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Yeah, fair enough.
AFL season kicks off this week, Damo.
It certainly does.
And did you see yesterday Jesse Hogan stood down?
Oh, already?
Yeah, well.
Already from Freo.
It shows the difference between NRL media, like Sydney media, and Melbourne media.
Yep.
In this case.
More vicious.
South Australian media.
Yep.
So.
Western Australia.
Western Australia. Yeah, he's Freo. My apologies. Yep. So effectively what happens is.
Well, they're mad for AFL.
AFL media, they cover up better than anyone else.
They do.
It's all positive pieces in their paper.
Yep.
NRL, opposite. Mm. They get people up in trees to spy on Mad Monday.
With cock cams
and long lenses and all this kind of shit.
Yep.
Jesse Hogan has been stood down, in the words of the press release, poor choices with alcohol.
Wow.
No further explanation.
That's it.
Just poor choices.
Poor choices.
So,
Choices with alcohol.
That's all they
said. Why did he go gambling? Did he fuck somebody else's wife? Did he drive? What are we talking about here? Poor choices.
He's been on like a 3-month bender.
Was the poor choice that he mixed Pinot Gris with a piece of red meat instead of a nice Merlot? That would be a poor choice in alcohol, Greedo.
He just made a poor choice though, Damo.
A poor choice.
Poor choice.
I need to know more.
Yeah.
I need more.
That's all they're going to tell you.
Okay.
Leave it alone. Because we've got to remember, Damo. He's got mental health issues.
Yeah. Well, he's now living in the state of Ben Cousins.
Yeah, exactly. So,
into the black hole it goes.
Sniffy, sniffy.
Sniffy, sniffy.
Was it this week that Ben Cousins, they found 13 grams of meth up his ass?
I wouldn't be surprised.
There was a fair bit of meth up his ass.
I'd be surprised if that's all they found.
That's it. Paraphernalia.
BE says, I make poor choices with alcohol all the time.
Yeah, but so there's obviously a bucket load more going on in the background to stand down your big signing.
Sintoked in the chat, spreading fake news, Greeno. He says, are the cock cams adjustable? I wear an extra large.
The camera.
Yeah.
Just to emphasize the length.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that one where he'll get positive fluff pieces in no time.
Positive puppies and the babies.
Puppies and the babies. I saw Blake Ferguson got his 16th puppies and the babies last week.
Oh, good for him.
Because, nothing says I'm a good guy like people having to tell you you're a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to believe it, that the convicted sex pest every 6 weeks says, he's turned his life around. He's turned his life around. Fuck off, he's turned his life around.
I think we should make cock cams mandatory for all rugby league players.
No, well,
like 24 hours a day.
That's what got him in trouble in the first place. Yeah,
but now we can keep track of everything that they get into, so to speak. You know what I mean?
As long as they don't share it.
Yeah.
Let's share it with your mates.
No, it just gets beamed back to the bunker. To the where the extra referees are.
KFC comes in. Will it fit through the KFC bucket?
Yeah, exactly.
KFC glory holes on the big screen.
Yeah. I like that we're ending on a high note.
That's right, we're going to end with this one. Did you see the outrage about AFLW yesterday, Damon?
No, I didn't. What was the outrage? That people are still trying to tell us that it's good enough to watch? Or?
Oh, with the scores of,
25 1, 10, 11.
Yeah. There was two straight games, 1-10-11. I'm like,
oh God.
No, this was over a pitcher yesterday that had been up all week.
Yes.
And Channel 7 or the AFL chose to take down the picture because of the comments that were being made about the picture.
Right.
And it was one of the female players kicking for goal.
Yes.
And the way she was, like, it was a real athletic kick.
Yeah.
But all of it were, it was vag talk. So instead of taking down the comments, Channel 7 are like,
Took down the picture.
Let's take the picture down. So that caused outrage.
Yeah.
And everyone's just jumped on board today, going, we proudly support her. So AFLW fans, they celebrate Taylor Harris's iconic athleticism. The trolls have given AFLW more promotion and more free-to-air coverage than the entire, how many seasons have they been going for?
I don't even know.
The trolls are geniuses.
Yeah.
It's a big marketing ploy. I reckon it's the AFLW, the publicity department going, fuck, nothing's working. No one's watching these games. Yeah. They're scoring 110-11 in 80 minutes. What can we do? Hey, let's talk about her vag and get the video taken down.
They'll end up being a calendar now.
Yeah.
You watch.
So that's it. We're done, man.
We're done.
Hard hour. Any plugs before we go?
Yes. Follow Greener at the starting block one. We'll drop the K at the end. Follow me at Bookie Bumper. Daily shows Monday through Thursday, Greener.
How's the video daily show going?
Yeah, really good. Really good.
Getting more than 15 viewers week yet, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, we're doing well. Growing well. The only thing is I originally thought we'll do it at 11 p.m., but the last 2 days I've been doing it at about 3 p.m. Eastern time, which is about 7 a.m. our time, which suits me so much better. So now I'm like, well, I've done all this promo for 11 p.m., and now I'm thinking about, well, should I just fucking,
just change it.
Do I just like really subtly just change the time that it goes? But yeah, other than that, everything's going great.
Yeah.
Follow James R. at Real Person Politics. We do Trust and Verify on Sunday night together, and he does Pirate Radio. Of course, you had the commercials, Chris Mack 44, Greeno, The Preacher Man. What else can we plug? BE from the Earth Report's going to be wearing a cock ring.
Cock cam in the studio. I think he's already got the cock ring covered.
Before we go,
I just saw a comment, Pete Tambuca.
Yes. Pete Tambuca.
Funnier joke than anything that we just said about that last one. He says it wasn't a snapshot, it was a snapshot.
Snacked.
Yes.
Well done. Pete.
Well done.
Snapshot.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's get the hell out of here.
All right. Thanks everyone in the chat.
See you next time.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges,
alleged!
Yes, alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.